AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Authorities in Washington, D.C. are reviewing yesterday's landing of a small gyrocopter on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol. Some lawmakers are raising concerns about security risks. The tiny aircraft moved too slow and low to be detected by radar. John Hansman, a professor of aeronautics at MIT, says if radar detects a gyrocopter in restricted airspace, authorities still have to figure out whether it's a serious threat or not.
It's got to be a combination of the technical surveillance capability, but also, I think, intelligence to determine, you know, what the real threats are and, where they're coming from.
The pilot, a Florida postal carrier protesting alleged campaign finance corruption, has been charged with federal crimes that carry up to 4 years behind bars. But Doug Hughes is free tonight to return home until he's prosecuted for violating restricted airspace. Officials in Seattle have released a frantic call to a 911 dispatcher from a baggage handler who apparently fell asleep in the forward cargo hold of an Alaska Airlines jet before it took off. At one point, the dispatcher appears to be confused.
Where are you in a plane at? I'm inside the plane. Alaska Airlines.
The cell phone connection was lost, but the baggage handler was found when the pilot heard someone banging on the roof of the cargo hold and returned to Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. The man's employer says the handler broke the rules when he apparently hid in the cargo hold to take a nap. A female passenger aboard a Southwest Airlines flight from Chicago to Manchester, New Hampshire, had to be removed from the aircraft this afternoon after authorities say she allegedly poked a snoring male passenger with a pin. But Southwest says the man wasn't hurt and the woman was accommodated on another flight. This is AP Radio News. The North Carolina House wants Billy Graham to be honored with a statue in Congress.
The chamber approved a bill officially asking a congressional committee to approve placing a statue of the North Carolina evangelist in the U.S. Capitol Statuary Hall, where each state has two statues. Graham's would replace the statue of a former governor with ties to the white supremacy movement. Republican State Representative Charles Jeter said,
"Let's honor Billy Graham, as we should."
The 96-year-old Graham now lives in western North Carolina. The measure passed 71-28 with all of the negative votes cast by Democrats. I'm Steve Coleman.
Columbia University has not removed TV celebrity doctor Mehmet Oz from his faculty position, as a group of doctors have demanded. The physicians have cited his egregious lack of integrity for pushing miracle weight loss supplements with no scientific proof that they work. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.